here with the winner of the 2016 Q's Next Top Credit Union Executive Award. That's a mouthful, but hey, congratulations, Shannon Cahoon. How are you? How's it feel?
Still speechless, actually. This is amazing. This is amazing.
It is amazing. It's great. I mean, you put a lot of work into this, as we said beforehand. Tim, you put a lot of work into this as kind of the architect of the whole program. It's phenomenal. We're kind of like, this big letdown, this big relief. What now? What do we do now?
Now I think just the next step in the process kind of continues. It's been so much to do over the last 6 months, but now I know that there's even more ahead, more blog posts to do, more things to do, and then of course looking forward to the CEO Institutes I haven't even wrapped my head around that yet. So.
Yeah, Tim, can you expand on what she does?
Absolutely.
And what the whole CEO Institute?
Well, the big thing is she is now our winner. We don't have an official crown. We did the certificate, but she's got some commitments on keeping up some updates on her project, which I think will help you along the way kind of keep to it and really bring those results in with what you're doing. But the big payoff is next spring, you'll be going to the Q's CEO Institute 1, and I believe it's at Wharton.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wharton, wow.
Yeah. Amazing. So that, I think, is maybe not stressed enough, just how unbelievable the prize is to these two Q CEO institutes, and not only like the value of it, $20,000, but like the career value, the expanded network, the learning, the teamwork, you're gonna go like boom right away.
Yeah, I was talking. I interviewed one of the judges, Ashley Colris, who is a previous champion of the whole event, and she said the education aspect of it has been just paid off so many dividends for her and her career, and she continues to move up. So I see the same thing for you, and it's got to be so exciting for you.
Yes, truly. I worked so hard. I had the opportunity to go to college, but I had to work for that and put myself through that, and so now just the opportunity to go to these three tremendous schools that I would have never had an opportunity to get into. I mean, just mind-boggling.
Very cool. Now let's talk about your platform. It's basically financial education, getting an ROI on financial education, which is a take that I've rarely heard before, if at all. Mm-hmm. How did this come about? How did you conjure this up and then create it into a winning program?
Yeah, I am in my fourth term with the National Youth Involvement Board. We're a national network of credit union financial educators. And for years, we've seen credit unions that, you know, used to have really robust programs starting to kind of, they're shifting budget dollars, they're shifting resources. But we know, I mean, we're the boots on the ground. We know that there's so much impact that these programs are driving, of course, for our community, but really clearly back to our bottom line. But none of us could prove that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, boards and executives have been begging for that. My people have been begging for that. And I just thought, well, why not? You know, heck, why not? So I just have been starting to talk to people. And then this opportunity came around. And I thought, I think that's what I'm going to focus on. Right. So
sometimes that's the best question. Why not? Let's give it a shot. What did you think of her program?
I thought it was great. I mean, I have a very personal interest in financial education, so I'm watching closely. But I think what this does, it gives a person a platform, motivation, deadlines, and they need to be moving a project along. It can be a pipe dream. It can be, boy, I wish I could get to this. But what this does, it gives you a distinct timeline. You got to get your stuff together. And you look back and go, wow, I got a lot done in the last 2 or 3 months, and I'm just... And with this and others, they're just getting started, right? And that was kind of a consistent theme in the interviews we did, was the motivation, the kick to do, because it's all extra work. Yeah. I mean, this is all over and above, right? And so I think that's what it does, is it provides the platform.
Okay, and now what do you do with it, and as well as the other finalists, what do you do with the platform now? Where do you take it?
We're actually, this whole process really came to fruition over the summer, and at my credit union, our financial education takes place primarily from the fall to the spring, you know, kind of follows the school year. So I actually have 7 classes of 7th graders that I'm going to be working with next week, and so we're really starting next week. So just getting to really start gathering the information about these accounts, get the new accounts in, see how else we can expand the program to even gain some more metrics and more insight. I think ultimately it's just going to end up in defense of these programs, and that's what I really wanted to do.
No rest for the weary. All right, back in the mix. Okay, so the winning prize, the education, we talked about that already, and where do you go from here? Any advice for 2018 contestants, upcoming contestant? Because Tim.
2017.
Or 17. Oh my gosh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Where am I?
Slow down.
Time machine. Exactly. Slow down. So yeah, 2017. Thanks, Tim.
Please just do it. Just do it. Yeah. If you're nominated, even if you're not nominated, I think you can still apply. Mm-hmm. Just take that opportunity. Like we kind of said, why not me? Why not you?
Yeah.
And not only does this give you an opportunity to really take ownership of a program and run with it, but it gives you an opportunity to really understand mm-hmm. how much you have to contribute mm-hmm. and how much is really out there in this industry.
Indeed, yeah. And Tim, I'm going to wrap up with you here.
Sure.
Dee Dee had a great point up there when she was saying, when you asked everybody in the room to raise your hands, nominate somebody, mm-hmm. and Dee Dee had a great point when she was talking to some credit unions. They said, well, we don't know if we have anybody who's ready for this yet, but it's a six-month process,
yeah.
and you grow through it. Any words of advice there?
Well, someone looking at it now, they've got 12 months, right?
Yeah.
They've got some time to...
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, this is a combination of a kind of a personal recognition, but also an idea or a platform to bring an idea to the credit union world.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think about what can apply to my credit union, but have far-reaching implication,
mm-hmm.
and that I think is a theme that we've seen with our winners,
mm-hmm.
is that they're having something that can have an impact themselves, but because credit unions are all about cooperation and collaboration, what can push this industry forward? And so when you're thinking about your idea, pitch it to your boss. Get some input. Like all of the finalists here didn't have a fully baked idea
mm-hmm.
when they were nominated,
mm-hmm.
but it started to spur
right.
the ideas,
right.
and then they came to the fore with an actual really good idea.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it just kind of grows and blossoms from there.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're scared, go for it.
Exactly.
The only regret is that you didn't try.
Mm-hmm.
Every step of the way, there's a piece like. If you're nominated, that's one. If you actually put yourself on camera, that's another.
Mm-hmm.
You apply, you get that recognition. If you get into the top 15 every single time, it's setting you apart.
Right. And setting you apart and getting outside that comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could tell that everybody up there was nervous, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Even at our age, when mm-hmm. we get up there and talk, you're still nervous, but
yeah.
that's okay. You kind of embrace that energy. But you guys did a great job, and you grew from it. And now look where you guys are, you and all the finalists, and even the semifinalists, look
sure.
where they are today.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to do nothing but excel. My last question is the millennial generation. We talk about this day in and day out. It's almost like exhausting. But what do you think this does, this type of platform, this type of competition, does for the younger generation in this industry? How does it get them motivated to stay and do great things like you've done?
I think there are two sides of that answer for me. One, it really gives us an opportunity to get in touch with this industry and to understand that there is tremendous support and tremendous opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, we're on a stage in front of, I don't know, 150 people
yeah,
this
yeah.
week,
yeah.
But they were all invested in our success.
Yes.
They all wanted us to
mm-hmm.
be successful and to go up there and have a good time and
mm-hmm.
to feel confident. And so that was helpful. But I think the other thing that this competition does and opportunities like this is that it brings these people to the forefront
mm-hmm.
of this industry. We know that retirements are going to be they're
happening right now.
Right? And our credit mm-hmm. unions, our associations, our CUSOs. And so getting more of these people engaged and involved and just in front of those people that
mm-hmm.
are kind of on their way out,
mm-hmm.
I think is going to help to strengthen the future.
Yeah. Good point. Anything to wrap up, Tim, on that
point? I
think
that's perfect.
Yeah.
We're super proud of our association with CU Broadcast and how much time and attention you've given to this.
Mm-hmm.
Dozens of interviews over the years. So.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for what you're doing as well.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Anything to help kind of further the movement and help you guys out and get the word out there. So you guys do such a tremendous job. So it's my pleasure to do stuff like this. So congratulations again, Shannon.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
And
bye.
I see Sasquatch out there somewhere. Well done. All right.